a man that all of us admire in this business very much because he has earned it, and that is Dan Baker. My friend, welcome back. It is great to have you with us and to hear that voice again.
Fight on, state. Fight on, state. Strike your gate and win. Hey, Steve, how are you?
It's great to hear you. Great intro there, Dan. Well done.
I know I'm on with the voice of the Nittany Lions.
Well, we are on with the voice of Citizens Bank Park and everything else that goes with it. Dan, obviously you've had to go through a couple of tough things along the way, but you're feeling so much better. What kind of relief is it to feel like yourself again?
Well, Steve, I've come a long way, and I had been battling an infection, a bacterial infection, for a couple of years, and it just wouldn't go away, and I had a couple of surgeries for that. And then the bacterial infection either turned into a squamous cell carcinoma, or there was a squamous cell carcinoma that was preventing the bacterial infection from healing. So last August 14th, they removed the tumor. Mm-hmm. It was a 24-hour surgery at Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia. Great doctors, by the way. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks. Got out at the end of September. Geez, I looked like something out of a MASH unit when I got out. I had a wound back on my head and a tube coming out of it, a PICC line in my left arm, because during this lengthy surgery, I contracted a bacterial infection, and fortunately the infectious disease doctors identified it properly and put me on an IV antibiotic, which knocked the infection out. And to replace the diseased bone and tissue in my right cheek, the doctors transplanted bone and tissue from my left leg. And I had a feeding tube in my stomach for good measure. But, you know, the doctor said all along that there was no reason why I couldn't return to PA announcing come this April. And fortunately enough, Steve, I was able to do that.
Well, it's so great to have you back in there. It's interesting for me to say what was it like to go back into the booth would be a general open-ended question, because you're always a person that has appreciated every second you've been in there. So it's not the appreciation part, but what did it feel like to be back in there?
It was like heaven. The Phillies fans are just great. The Phillies have been so supportive, Steve. They let me know all along that whenever I was healthy enough and strong enough and capable enough that they would welcome me back to the PA booth. And so far, so good.
I'm sure it felt like heaven to go back in there. But, you know, you've done this with this. I want to say it's your 49th season, Dan. Does that sound right?
It is, Steve. It would have been my 50th year.
Right.
And some people wanted to acknowledge me for that, but I didn't feel that would be true. Last year would have been my 49th year, but I only announced a couple of summer camp intra-squad games and one preseason game with the Baltimore Orioles. And even though it was a pandemic shortened season of 60 games total, 30 home, I wasn't able to announce a single regular season home game. So, Steve, I don't know. I didn't think it was fair to count that as my 49th season. And so I view this year, which would have been my 50th season, as the 49th. And if good health prevails and the Phillies will have me and I return for next year, I would view that as my 50th. And, Steve, I would be, to the best of my knowledge, the third PA announcer in Major League history to announce for 50 years or more, joining Bob Shepard of the Yankees and Pat Piper of the Cubs.
And Bob Shepard did it for 60 seasons, Dan. I mean, obviously you're feeling a lot better, and which is great. And you've got that spring in your step again, which is great. Is that, for you, a goal that maybe you can get to Bob Shepard 60 seasons?
Yes, yes. Now, I don't mean to correct you, but I think Bob served for 57 years, is my understanding. You may be right, but my understanding is that, and of course he served with such great distinction, from 1951 through 2007 is my understanding.
Right.
And Pat Piper actually has Bob by 2 years, from what I'm told, that Bob also performed brilliantly for the Chicago Cubs from 1916 through 1974. It's a total of 59 years. In fact, when he started at Wrigley Field, Steve, Wrigley Field was known as Wiggum Park.
Yep.
2 years later, it was bought by the Wrigley family, and they changed the name of the stadium to Wrigley Field.
In fact, people don't realize when that park was built, it was actually built for the Federal League, Chicago Whales, 1914.
Steve, you are a baseball historian of the first magnitude.
Well, and you're right. And by the way, I want to correct myself on Bob Shepard. Exactly right, 57 years. So I wanted to at least look that up and make sure we had that. So now you're back in there. All right. So what do you think of the young season, the club, and what's it like to be in there and at least have people back in the park, have people there at the park? I mean, I know what it was like for Jack Hem and me Saturday to have 8,000 people in Beaver Stadium for a scrimmage.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great to have people back. You know, it's just antiseptic without fans. And they enhance the game experience so much, their presence, and it really makes it come alive to me.
Well, you make it come alive for them. You know, there's a lot of preparation that goes into what you do. So take us behind that mic for a moment, Dan, and take us in the time that we don't hear you, as the kind of work that you do to make sure that when the game rolls around, you're giving the fan the best experience because they're getting the best of Dan Baker.
One of the things that I do upon my arrival, and I'll be leaving for tonight's game shortly after our interview, but when I get there, there's usually a script waiting on my desk, and I read through the script, and of course I focus on the lineups and the rosters and make sure that I know how to pronounce everybody's name in the lineup.
Yeah.
Not only, Steve and Matt, do I concentrate on the pronunciations of the players and the umpires, but I also look at the script, because if there are people being honored on the field before the game or we have an anthemist, I want to make sure that I know how to pronounce correctly everyone's name who I would have the privilege of saying. And I think that's one of the cardinal rules of being a good public address announcer. You have to know how to correctly pronounce everybody's name you're going to say. You do not want to guess and then disrespect the person by pronouncing your name wrong. So that's the main thing. And then I get there 2 hours in advance of the game. It used to be that I would also take advantage of that time to have a pregame meal, you know, lunch before a day game or breakfast, and a dinner before a night game. But right now, with my mouth in the condition that it is after this invasive surgery, I'm not comfortable eating out. My goodness, it's like... I'm like a Gatling gun, you know, with the food spraying out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that
right
at this point. I still have to undergo some cosmetic surgeries and a dental surgery following the season. They're going to hold off on that so I don't miss any games, which I'm very grateful for. But I can drink things okay. You know, I might have like a Diet Coke during the game, or a water, or a coffee, or something like that. But the main thing, Steve, is just to make sure that I know how to pronounce everything correctly. And of course, I do try to familiarize myself with names and numbers, and anticipate potential substitutions in the game that night. And then, of course, during the game itself, you need to be prepared when those changes come, and to announce them within a short time frame, so you're not interrupting, you know, the continuity of the game.
Well, that's how I was doing it, literally after practice on Wednesday and Friday last week. I'd pull certain players aside, and I would ask them, okay, give me the exact pronunciation of your name. Because, again, I'm like you. I want to make sure it's absolutely right. So that's critical. What have you thought of the club so far?
It's a better team. It's a better team. We've been up and down a little bit. We've had a terrific first home stand, sweeping the Braves all three games, taking two out of three from the Mets. But then we went on the road and kind of did the...
I think we lost them there.
Two out of three from the Cardinals. But the Phillies are definitely better. I think they're going to be competitive all year long. The Braves are very good. The Mets are very good. And even though the Nationals have struggled early, I think the Nationals could be right in there. And really, the Marlins are not that far behind either.
Well, let me put it this way. You're not in the big leagues until Dan Baker announces your name. Thank you, sir. Such a pleasure to have you with us today.
Steve, thank you very much. Victory we predict for thee. We're ever true to you, dear old white and blue.
That's the best outro we've had yet. Dan, thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.